What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you've seen two preseason games now. You've seen two different quarterbacks. You've seen two different rookie quarterbacks. You've seen Gabriel. You've seen Sanders.
I haven't seen the guys I really want to see.
I know. And hopefully that's this week, right?
I hope so.
Well, I thought that Kevin really alluded to it after the game, saying that we're going to see the starters on Saturday for the only home game, 1 o'clock against the Rams. And again, you'll be able to listen to that game right here on 92.3 The Fan. So, which one looked better? I mean, I know we've dissected.
I thought they both had good moments, and I thought they both had a couple of things that they'd like to have back.
Do you want to, I'll put you on the spot. Go ahead. And we saw this on ESPN today. And nowhere have I seen ever that Sanders has been the number three quarterback on any depth chart, or even just heard anybody say Sanders is three. It always appeared to be that Gabriel was the three and Sanders is the four. And yet, as we were watching that, and we both kind of looked at each other like, oh, that was kind of weird. It said, did Gabriel pass Sanders for the number three spot? And I was like,
that's not the way they've been listed. So it doesn't really matter, truly. I mean, what matters is who's your one, who's your two. That's what matters here. And if one of the rookies isn't going to be the two, then hopefully, and I mean this sincerely, I hope they can keep them both and develop them. And I hope one of them becomes a really good quarterback. And then if one does, I hope the other one follows. Because then, I mean, that's a position that this franchise has struggled with like crazy. Why wouldn't we want an abundance of quarterbacks? You get two or three,
because
you can trade one.
We want one great
quarterback.
That's
great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Then let's get a couple of others that can play, and you can trade one if you need to. I mean,
that's the Patriot way,
Andy,
isn't it?
We still don't have one. Let's keep that in mind.
Right.
We still don't have one quarterback. So I don't think we should be worrying too much about who's the third string and who's the fourth string, or even who's the second string. Let's find one and get that guy going, and then we go from there. And, you know, hope. Ideally, to me, it's Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. And I hope that one of those guys is the starting quarterback. And if it's not, and if it's Joe Flacco, well, good for Joe. Nobody could beat him out. I think that's bad for the franchise, but I because I would just love to see a young guy have a chance to maybe be the guy.
Dan, do you have that list in front of you? Do you have that who's the three, who's the four? Did we learn that over the last two games?
Just to the naked eye, I don't know if we did. I don't know what
don't
they're
know
seeing
if we
inside
did
of that building.
They both did a nice job.
Yeah,
come on.
I know we're sitting here, but I do think that people want to say, look, there's no question Sanders is number three. And again, only in Cleveland are we debating the third and the fourth quarterback on a team. And some people will say that your fourth quarterback should be your starter because they want to see what he looks like.
There were things that Dylan Gabriel did in that game that were really impressive. I thought he read the field really well. I thought it seemed like he had more on his plate when it comes to command of an offense and that kind of stuff. I thought that's what it looked like, again, to the naked eye. Nothing against Shadur. Shadur threw a lot of really nice passes. He threaded the needle on that touchdown pass as well, but it felt, you know, like watching a different style of offense compared to what Dylan Gabriel was quarterbacking.
I think my fear is that they do trade Pickett or they trade Flacco, and then whoever that is gets hurt week one or week two. I don't want them to put Gabriel or Sanders in the DTR's position. I just don't want to see. And that is my ultimate fear, is that somehow, some way, within the first 3 weeks of the season, one of these rookies has to start and it walks into a game with like probably no reps the way DTR did going up against the Ravens. Fans are absolutely on fire. It's a home game. And all of a sudden, the game starts and you're like, oh, this guy's just not ready. And I don't care if that's Gabriel or Sanders, either one. I that's the one thing I don't want to see. I don't want to repeat a DTR.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay.
I mean, the way you avoid
I'll
that.
I'll save my thought.
No, give me your thought. I mean, that's why we're here. Yeah.
As I said, the way you avoid a DTR type of situation is you make sure that this guy has enough time to know what's going on and enough time to read a defense and has seen how fast the NFL game is up close and make sure that they have time to develop, which is what all rookie quarterbacks should do, and not just get launched into the fire and hope for the best.
All right. Jeff, hold that thought then. All right. LeVon.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, man?
Hey, LeVon.
I'm doing all right.
What do you think?
Well, we will know if we have a quarterback by the end of the season. I'm thinking it's going to be Joe Flacco as far as the starting, but Sanders will be good. But this is a good theory. If we can't get a quarterback in the draft, maybe Miami, or we got enough quarterbacks, we might can bring the welcome mat back to Baker Mayfield.
You ready to bring Baker Mayfield back? I just haven't seen that happen.
He signed it.
And by the way, I don't think Baker ever wants to come back.
We can get Manny if we can.
Yeah, I don't know that Manning's coming out. All the word on the street is he's staying in for another season. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Liam is in Rochester, New York. Liam, hi, how are you?
I'm well. It's William.
Oh, William. How are you, William?
I'm pretty decent. I appreciate it.
No worries. Sorry about that.
That's fair. Thank you guys for taking the call.
You got it.
I'm want to say this really quickly, and I hope it comes out as coherently as I'm thinking about it. But I'm kind of just frustrated with the whole analysis of the two quarterbacks, the rookies there. Looking at the game, I know that NFL teams average about 12, 13 possessions a game. Mm-hmm. And they score on maybe four or five of those possessions. And the way Dillon Gabriel is being trained to play NFL quarterback, he's going to take what the defense is giving him, right? And that's fair. That's fine. But the defense is going to give you completions from the 20 to the 20 underneath. They're going to give you field goals because you're going to score on four or five possessions. That's 15 points. And in the NFL, you have to take touchdowns. So you have to take the throws that they're not trying to give you. And that's where you need arm talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little – I'm kind of weary of the whole analysis of it because the Cleveland Browns have had Stefon Stefanski. This is his sixth year. And the real issue hasn't been quarterback. The real issue is not one aspect of the team has been good consistently. You haven't had good special teams consistently, haven't had good offense consistently, haven't had good defense consistently.
You're
none
saying
of the phases.
All three together? Is that what you're saying? All three together?
I would take one.
Well, I mean, when Prefer was here, the special teams was pretty good. And that's nothing against Bubba, but I thought he did a nice job. Flacco had a nice stretch there of, what, five, six games. And then they decided to go in the other direction because they wanted to force Deshaun back on the field because they were paying him all that money. I understand. And by the way, prior to that, the defense, and you can make the argument that when Flacco was playing really well, it was because of the defense too. So I see what you're saying. I just see it in micro doses while you're looking at macro doses, which is fine.
Well, no, what you just did is made my point for me because you
go ahead.
Just highlighted three different times and three different, just different aspects of it that were okay. They were never great. Things that were okay or serviceable at different times.
Sure.
But the top coaches in the NFL, they hang their hats on certain things. They're staples that'll be a part of their tenure there. You look at the Andy Reid's, and you know they're going to get good offensive play even if all the receivers are down. They're going to be solid, right? The guy in Buffalo, his defense is going to play well even when there's a lot of turnover there. They're going to play well defensively. I mean, what is the Kevin Stefanski staple? What is he hanging his hat on?
I want to say quarterback. And William, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. I want to say when you ask that question, it's quarterback and offensive play.
It's running the ball.
Yeah, and I
controlled offense and
not making mistakes.
It went south last year when they tried to cater to Deshaun Watson. That's they got away from what Kevin Stefanski does. They never should have done that.
I can't argue that point at all. It looked like they were trying to
square peg round hole.
Exactly. And you know, let's not forget.
And then they tried to make it fit and it didn't work with the rest of the team. And it just didn't work.
Yeah, I mean even Andy Reid had to leave Philadelphia at some point, right? So it's not always I wonder what Kevin might look like in job number 2 if that's what's going to happen next. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want that to happen. I don't know. Maybe it's the framework around Kevin or what's trying to happen. I also don't know who's calling all the shots and how what is it? Mind? Why can't I remember that again? Help me, Dan.
Hive mind?
No. It's the thought process partners.
Oh, thought partners. Yes,
thought
yes, yes.
Thought partners. Yes. I don't know how well thought
Paul's
partners.
An incredible thought partner.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I don't know that Andy Reid needs a thought partner.
The problem.
Borg? You thinking like the Borg?
Well, yes.
The problem that the Browns have had under Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski has been the inconsistency. How do you go from winning 11 games to winning 3? How do you do that? And they have to get more consistent.
Hazmat's in Atlanta. Hi, Hazmat.
Nice suit.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. We're good. I got about a minute. Sorry, I could have taken the next second. Okay. I got about a minute. Sorry.
Okay, so I do want to start with the point that I don't think either rookie should start this year.
Okay.
And I'm not here to down one over the other. But if all things are equal, if both rookies can play, me personally, I would lean towards Sanders only because Sanders is going to bring what more to the team than Dylan if he's playing. Just like when the ticket sales went up for a preseason game, or we'll get more prime time if Sanders is playing. If both of them can play, there's nothing against Dylan Gabriel. If both can play, Sanders should be the choice because of what all of the extra stuff. And I know a businessman of an owner that has him is, he sees, he know, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
But Johnny Manziel was here, right? That's your example, right? Johnny Manziel was here.
No, I didn't bring up Johnny because I didn't want Johnny to play.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if you're talking about from the marketing standpoint, Johnny was a success. That was successful to bring him in from a marketing standpoint. Never once on the football field. So.
Right, but we know that Sanders can do it on the football field. I'm saying if he can play, mm-hmm. from a marketing standpoint, he's the better option.
Hazmat, I agree with you. Good point. All right, let's come back. We're going to bring in Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram. Let's see his perspective on what we've got with this Browns football team through preseason game number two. It's all coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.